Hey man.
Yeah man.
I see that you still like comic books.
Yeah, still do.
Still do?
Still do. Yeah.
Cool.
They didn't change.
Well, do you like, it's kind of a sad couple days because of some certain Avenger signing off?
Yeah, Chris Evans.
Chris Evans sent this official tweet. We'll go over a little talk about Captain America live. We're currently live, but not actually live.
I'm alive.
We are alive.
But yeah.
We are at the new Zia Comics location.
Yes.
Downtown Las Cruces.
Yes.
And this episode of Talk Nerd to Me starts.
Start it now.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it card or Reeve?
All right. Chris Evans. Captain America.
Yeah.
9 years. Do you believe it's been 9 years since he's donned the shield?
It's been a while. I think he wanted to quit doing it even before now. He was complaining about the Captain America diet and workout regimen he had to do.
Yeah.
Oh, poor me. They're paying me $1 million to be in really good shape.
That first reveal from the first Avenger, when they opened that gate, man, he's pretty jacked.
Pretty,
he's pretty buff, man.
Yeah. I just like how they CGI'd him to be that scrawny dude in the beginning.
It was so real looking and fake at the same time that you couldn't help to like, that was pretty cool. That was probably one of the first Marvel doings of their special effecting, especially what's coming out now, like Marvel, Captain Marvel coming out, making Samuel L. Jackson young and things like that.
And Coulson.
Yeah, that's right, Agent Coulson, that's right. And then them doing that to Iron Man, to Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, making that's right, I forgot about that. Yeah, they did, Chris Evans did really good as Captain America, Steve Rogers. He fit the part, just like, you know, Robert Downey Jr. fit Tony Stark.
Yeah.
They were almost made for those. I don't know who they would get to replace him. I'm sure they'll find somebody, but.
Mm-hmm. That's the one thing I think we've always talked about, that Marvel knows how to cast. They know how to cast for their movies.
They hit the nail on the head with him. That's like, who's going to replace Wolverine?
Yeah. Oh, that.
Whenever Hugh Jackman stepped away.
I want to see that, especially now that Marvel has control of that franchise now. Oh, man, that's going to be interesting. That's going to be an interesting casting. But we are talking about Chris Evans. If you haven't read or heard on Twitter, he officially tweeted out that they wrapped Avengers 4. Still not giving any spoilers to what the movie's going to be. If you want here, I'll pop it up on the screen real quick. His tweet was, officially wrapped Avengers 4. It was an emotional day to say the least. Playing this role over the last 8 years has been an honor. To everyone in front of the camera, behind the camera, and in the audience, thank you for the memories. Eternally grateful. So that's kind of...
It sounds like he's done.
Yeah, it sounds like... I wonder, the only thing I'm wondering too is if like he's going to be done and like just right off in the sunset, or if they're going to...
Kill the character off. Infinity War part, maybe he sacrifices himself. That would be a Captain America thing to do.
I agree.
Sacrifice himself for the greater good.
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I was actually watching Winter Soldier last night because there was nothing on TV.
But you didn't like Winter Soldier?
I did. I actually liked that one the best out of the two that have come out. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, out of all the Marvel movies?
No, not of all.
I was
going to
say, wow, that's...
I really enjoyed that one. That was one of my. That's one of my top ones, but that's for another time.
Maybe Sebastian Stan will step in and.
Oh yeah.
Because in the comics he did for a while too. Mm-hmm. The Bucky was Captain America.
Well, there's a part in Winter Soldier where he has the shield and he's holding it.
Yeah, when he throws, he catches it.
Yeah, that was really cool. But I mean, any other thoughts on? I mean, who do you think's next?
Other people have had the mantle of Captain. Even Falcon, Sam Wilson had it for a while.
And are they still running that? Is he still on that comic run? Or
Sam, the Falcon's there, but they don't have the Captain America / Sam Wilson title anymore.
Okay.
It was running concurrently with Captain America / Steve Rogers. I was like, why are you trying to confuse people at the same time?
Yeah, because I was getting that that Steve Rogers run for a while till they restarted it. The one, you know, the first one where like, at the end of the comic, he's like, "Hail Hydra," and everyone was like, "What?"
Hydra Cap. Actually like that story.
I did too.
I like when they take characters out of their comfort zone, out of where you expect them to be. Because everybody's like, "Oh, that's not how he would act." People, you don't know until you put them in that situation how they're going to react, and you come to find out it really wasn't.
Yeah.
Wasn't him. So yeah, I liked Hydra Cap. He's not dead. Hydra Cap is still alive in a high security prison by himself. He could escape. They could break him out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what else can we talk? What else can we say about Chris Evans? I know early on he was Human Torch in the first Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four.
And there was rumors that he was going to reprise that role for end of credit scene for Deadpool 2, but it never happened.
Yeah. He was also in The Losers.
Ah.
Another comic book that a lot of people don't remember. Yeah, he's one of those guys who's played multiple superheroes. He was boyfriend number 3 on Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
That's right. Number 2? Yeah, he was number 2. Sorry.
He was one of them.
Ava's been watching that movie nonstop the past.
That's a good movie. Good choice.
And then she's like, since we have Apple Music, all she does is listen to the soundtrack. So she knows the movies. And then Brie Larson's in that movie too.
Yeah, she's the one ex, right?
Yeah, she's Scott Pilgrim's ex, the one that broke his heart.
Yeah.
Envy Adams, right?
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, all that. So yeah, well, end of an era, man. It's like kind of sad, but I guess it's just gonna have to wait to see when the next Avenger movie come out and see how we
are they gonna make any more Avenger movies?
Yeah.
Will they use Captain America? Because he wasn't. I mean, there are Avengers without Captain America.
Yeah.
In fact, they just Marvel commissioned a script for Dark Avengers, which is the villains that were portraying themselves as the good guys.
Oh, okay.
They were taking on the names of the Avengers. Harry Osborn.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
It's a good story. They're masquerading as the good guys.
Oh, okay.
But they're actually the villains.
All right. Well, what did you guys think about Chris Evans being Captain America? And what do you think about his tweet with their final wrap? Let us know in the comments below. Don't forget to like, subscribe. Again, hit them up with with where they can find us or where they can find you.
YouTube. El Paso Herald Post.
El Paso Herald Post.
On talknerdytome.com or talknerdypodcast.com and anywhere on any podcast platform.
Awesome.
We are there.
And don't forget, Zia Comics is at their new location in Las Cruces. Hit them up with the address. Is it 125?
125. Is that right?
125.
North Main Street.
North Main Street. It is awesome. If you guys have been to the other building and you come here, you're going to be in awe. When I walked in today, because today is the first time I've seen it, wow. This place is awesome.
It's bigger. It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
It's going to get better.
He's just being humble. This place is awesome.
We're going to make it even better. So
sweet. Well, with that, we'll end today's episode. I'm Ray Jackson.
I am Troy Singer.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it card or read?